They're called the Mid-Texas Symphony. Their music director, David Mars, tells us more.
We are in Seguin. We perform in Seguin and New Braunfels, and I think it's been said that they are the two smallest cities in the United States that have a fully paid, fully professional orchestra. We are founded by Anita Windecker, formerly a piano professor at Texas Lutheran University.
The Mid-Texas Symphony uses musicians from all around Seguin and New Braunfels, but they don't stop there.
We have professional musicians from Austin, San Antonio, Houston, the Corpus Christi area. We do six concerts a year, plus some young people's concerts for about 4,000 kids.
Mars says the music education end of it is one of the job's bigger pleasures.
Music makes kids smarter. We know that from 30 years of research.
If the name David Mars rings a bell, you may remember his time with the San Antonio Symphony.
I served as a resident conductor of the San Antonio Symphony from 88 to 99.
This Sunday, the Mid-Texas Symphony is doing Ravel, Bartok, and Dvorak.
This is our final concert. It's this Sunday at 4 at the Brontex Theater in New Braunfels. I think people are surprised when they come here. Small towns, what kind of an orchestra it's going to be. They play great. I'm very proud and honored to be their music director. We want people to enjoy themselves and really find the glory in orchestral music.
To find out more about the Mid-Texas Symphony, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.